generation. You're connected to the new media order.
You know, I had a really nice time with you tonight. I hope you enjoyed that candlelight dinner at the International House of Pancakes. But you know what? The night's still young. What do you say you come over to my place? I got cable. And I hear there's a BSG marathon on Sci-Fi. Come on, man. Make yourself at home and have a seat in my captain's chair. I bought it off of Craigslist, yeah. I buy everything there. I'll fix you up a drink, and I'll do it with class. I'll pour it in a Star Wars Burger King commemorative glass. Don't be afraid, you know I would never bite ya. Unless I'm role-playing by level 23. Have fun, fella! Right atmosphere, and I slide in a DVD of Doctor Who, the Pertwee years. I lay you down on my Indiana Jones bedsheet set, and we'll make sweet love to the soothing sound of Worm Quartet.
R2D2 in my butt.
If you want, we can make this night last forever. Slip into some cat warm Gollum wanted that ring. A runner on all fours in a loincloth, if that's your thing. All I want is for you and me to have a little fun, even if it means having to use my Logan's run gun. Full speed ahead, it's time to take the ship out of space dock. We'll be right back.
of your shirt.
And be a lover.
Mexican trapping bears down in Tora town. He had two wart hogs and some kangaroos and a boa. A B-O-A boa. He fought off the snake and stuffed bats in his pants. I asked him his name and in an ancient voice he said Noah. N-O-A-H, Noah. No, 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 Noah.
Not the world's most juvenile guy, but why'd you hunt alone if you're 505? I asked Noah. No, 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 Noah. Well, I'm no perv, so it startled me when he said the wife couldn't make it cause she's pregnant again, thanks to Noah. No, 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 Noah. No, 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 Noah. We chased our barks and laughed till dark. He told me he'd built a giant ark. I thought his pod must be a few feet short, till he said, dear boy, check the weather report. Well, I'm not the world's most gullible guy, but when I spotted some clouds, well, I hung close by Mr. Noah. No, 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 Noah. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. The Teamsters brought boars, but no unicorns and no minotaurs and just one dinosaur. So I shrugged at him and he. I'm not dumb, but I don't have a clue how they got the amoebas to pour 2x2 for old Noah. No, 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 Noah. Pigs are unclean, so all of the fam say it's a messed up having a boy named Ham except for Noah. No, 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 Noah. We closed the door, it began to pour. I wished I'd thought of flood insurance before. The Noah waved as people cursed at him. He said, get soaked, hope you learn how to swim. The words can't describe this horrible stink, but at least there's an ark, and I hope it don't sink. And so does Noah. No, 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 no.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome to this week's episode of Through Gamer's Goggles. With us are a number of people silently in TeamSpeak and at GeekShed.net Internet Relay Chat. Is Knowles217 with me in the studio is Miss Shelley. My brother Matt is with us via TeamSpeak, as is the lovely Clutta. Before I forget, let's get the attribution out of the way. All members of the FUMP tonight for the music. Get Our Geek On by Possible Oscar. You can find them at thefump.com and possibleoscar.com. And last was Noah, the New International Version by Robert Lund. You can find him at robertlund.com. And, well, I'm Lumpy on Twitter, and Michelle is?
I am Michelle George on Twitter.
And Clutta?
I am Clutta E on Twitter.
And Matt, get all your contact info out of the way, and then we'll jump on to what we're going to talk about.
I am GameQuest_Games at Twitter, Gamer_Goggles at Twitter. Oh, go ahead. That's good enough.
That's good.
There's only 18 more.
Only 18 more? Okay. I guess the big news is Origins Game Fair, right?
Yeah, the big news in a couple weeks is Origins Game Fair. It starts the 27th and runs through the 3rd of June. This year, the special guests are going to be Felicia Day, who probably goes without saying, Will Wheaton, whom most people probably realize who he is, Adrian Wilkinson, many people probably aren't as familiar with, Jeff Tidball and Robert Schwab are both game designers. Sandra Garrity is a sculptor, and she's the artist guest of honor this year. Michael Stackpole, the name may sound familiar, it may not. He's a best-selling author, several bestsellers, I should say. Shoot me in the head now.
That's quite a guest list, or special guest list.
It is quite the guest list. I'm interested to see how some of them pan out. I like Michael Stackpole's there every year, and he actually is kind of one of the authors that oversees the structure of improving writing for the science fiction fantasy genre, as well as getting people plugged into game development and design, specifically the story aspects of it. So they offer a lot of seminars every year at all the cons that he goes to. In fact, I'd be willing to bet he does better teaching than he does writing, and he's a well-known writer.
And
as you were telling us, you're going to be going there to meet Felicia Day and Will Wheaton, aren't you, Matt?
Well, that's definitely on my list, but since I'm going there for media coverage and I have something else planned kind of during the week, my time meeting Will Wheaton and Felicia Day may get nixed. But I'm hoping not, because I've already bought some tickets to see him and asked them some questions. But we'll see. I'm actually hoping to buy Will a beer, but... Well, I know he likes beer, and there's two real good craft beer breweries down there, right across the street from the convention center, within walking distance.
Ah, the scheme. And the Origin Awards are a big part of it, right?
Oh, that's a big part of it. I was going to go into a couple of the other guests real quick. Adrian Wilkinson has played in parts from ranging from Xena to Chicken Soup of the Soul. And I believe she was in some of the Star Wars stuff. I seem to remember seeing her dressed up. Oh, and she was on Charmed. She was Phoebe in disguise. And Sandra Garrity, she has been sculpting for, gosh, I think about 40 years. We have an interview of her on the blog already at Through Gamer Goggles. I'll link that in. But she's had quite an interesting experience. She did some of her sculpting work for Star Wars at Lucas Ranch.
Cool. Now I want to go.
She said that was a pretty interesting experience because she was kind of like a mediator at the same time she was sculpting. But yes, the Origins Awards are held every year at Origins, and basically the winners are voted by attendees at the game fair every year.
And it's the original award is commonly referred to as the what? Calliope? Oh, for the muse.
I believe it's pronounced Calliope.
Well, they call it a Cali, so you're probably right.
Yeah, Cali short, yeah. And basically, the award is always given out for outstanding work in the industry. They're presented by the Adventure Gaming Arts and Design, or I'm sorry, the Academy Adventure of Gaming Arts and Design at the Origins every year. And they've been doing it since 1979.
And you got a list of nominees this year, right?
No, these are the winners.
Oh, these are the winners. So the best role-playing game went to the Dresden File RPG, Your Story, from Evil Hat Productions. And the best role-playing game supplement, same production company, Our World, and it was a supplement for that game. Best board game, Castle Ravenloft, Wizards of the Coast. There's a name we know. Best Traditional Card Game, Back to the Future, The Card Game, Looney Labs Incorporated. Best Family or Children's Game, Zombie Dice. There you go, Coletta. Steve Jackson Games. Best Gaming Accessory. What?
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu Dice Bag by Steve Jackson Games. Best Miniature Rules, DC Hero Clicks, Blackest Night Starter Game, WizKids/NECA. Best Historical Board Game, Catan Histories, Secrets of America, Trails to Rails, Mayfair Games. Best Related Publication, Shadowrun, Spells and Chrome, Catalyst Labs, Game Labs. Best Play by Mail, The One Ring, A Legends Module, Harlequin Games. Pretty cool.
Well, now I totally have to apologize to everyone because those were last year's winners.
Oh, okay, well.
When you said the nominees are, it made me think that, hey, you know what? They couldn't be this year's winners because the attendees vote every year.
Right.
Since they haven't attended yet, it's pretty difficult. I got that off of their updated blog post, so there must be a little bit of a glitch on their website. The nominees for Best Role Playing this year are Abney Park's Airship Pirates by Cubicle 7, Arcanist by Paradigm Concepts, Ashen Stars by Pelgrin Press, Leverage the RPG by Margaret Weiss Productions, The One Ring by Cubicle 7 Entertainment. Best Role-Playing Supplement or Adventure is Bookhounds of London, which is a Trail of Cthulhu, Dragon Age Set 2, which is by Green Ronin Publications, The Great Clans, which is L5R, and it's made by AEG, Monster Vault D&D 4th Edition by Wizards of the Coast, Shadows Over Scotland, which is another Cthulhu, which this one was made by Cubicle 7. Then we move into Best Board Games. Best board game this year is Conquest of Naroth, which I've heard a lot of good about, and that's Wizards of the Coast. Automobile, which is a Mayfair Games publication. Hibernia by Closet Nerd. High Noon Saloon by Slugfest Games. Pastiche by Griffin Games. And then we have Best Traditional Card Games, which is Cthulhu Gloom by Atlas Games, Nuts by Wildfire LLC, Red Dragon Inn 3 by Slugfest Games, Star Trek Deck Building Game by Bandai, Struggle for Catan by Mayfair Games, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. There's a lot of games this year. There's game-related publication. There's Clifford the Big Red God.
The Clifford God, the Big Red God?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, was that a typo?
That's exactly what it says. No, that's not a typo. The Kobold Guide to Board Game Design, and I have heard a lot about this, and it's definitely a book that I want to pick up this year. Designers and Dragons by Mongoose. Untold Adventures. Everything I Need to Know I Learned from Dungeons and Dragons. Then there's a bunch of historical board games. Strike of the Eagle, Test of Fire, Bull Run 1861, Band of Brothers, Screaming Eagles, Lost Battles, No Retreat, The Russian Front, World War II, Barbossa, 1941. Best Historical Miniature Rules Expansion is Saga, Waterloo, Flames of War Casino, Command Combat, Civil War, 1861, Force on Force 2nd Edition, or Hail Caesar. Best Historical Miniatures Figure Line, or Line, Bolt Action World War II by Warlord Games, Italian Wars, Sudan 1881 to 1885 by Perry Miniatures, which, would you believe, they're in Ohio, Napoleon at War, Tropic Lightning Vietnam War, Anglo-Zulu War, and Best Play-by-Mail Correspondence Games, Continental Rails, Hyborian War, Phoenix Beyond the Stellar Empire, Truenti Day, and Heroic Fantasy.
Wow. Those are the good things, right?
Well, I suppose it depends on how you look at good, because I'm not sure how these games get nominated to get voted on by the attendees. There have been some of these games that I've played that because they were award winnings, and I just didn't like them. I thought they weren't that good. I'll leave their names off, but more often than not, they're a really good game. So, you know, some of it's personal preference. Like, the dice bag that won last year, I didn't even vote in the category because it was, they were accessories that I wasn't going to use.
I see. And
But
I mean, those are the good things that are voted positively. There's also the opposite end of the spectrum at this event, isn't there?
Oh, the Smithies?
Oh, yeah. The Smithies, or the Smithies, is an annual ceremony which celebrates bad cinema, right? They're called the anti-Oscars, anti-People's Choice Awards, basically voted on by the audience. And they're clips, so they don't aggravate and annoy you with the entire thing.
Yeah, I've never actually taken part in the Smithy Awards, and maybe I will this year, because things kind of die down at night a little bit faster than they used to at Origins.
It also says that only two have claimed their Smithies. But two did.
One of them was probably Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Oh. There was a sequel to that. Did you know that?
Yeah, and I think it was worse than the first.
Is that possible?
I think that might have been one of the taglines.
That's a great movie. Don't knock it. Sure. Or I'll roll my tomato for you.
You did watch that movie a lot, didn't you?
No. Four times, maybe.
That's four times too many.
I think the fourth time I actually managed to see the whole thing.
Oh, you poor soul.
That's pretty bad if it took four times to actually be able to watch the whole movie.
Well, the rest of the time I fell asleep.
That doesn't make it sound any better.
Now I want to watch it just to watch the kids watch it.
Play that in The Blob.
No, Daddy, no.
Hey, The Blob was good. Steve McQueen was in that.
No, The Blob is cool.
And it's black and white.
Some of the sequels were a little sketchy, but the original was cool.
Son of the Blob. Look, where was Mrs. Blob?
How do blobs procreate?
Smurfette.
Oh, the Smithy Awards. We may be up for one of those the way we're going tonight.
Well, then I suppose we're gonna kind of move off of Origins a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about Heavy Gear Week. Heavy Gear is a game of mecha combat that incorporates pretty much all facets of warfare in the future, which is going to be Gears, which is kind of like robot android suits that are generally used for engineering but converted for warfare. Tanks, vehicles, infantry in special infantry suits, you know, infantry that are kind of like on drugs, but they're not really drugs. They're like genetic mutants, sort of. I'll have to get more detail on that. But basically, they do things like, you know, you go and you play a war game, and most of the time when you play a war game, it's side A against side B with nothing else happening. Well, in Heavy Gear, one of the cool things is you get things like airstrikes, off-field or off-board artillery based off the points you get. And DreamPod 9 is the company that makes Heavy Gear, and they've done a good job of supporting us since we've started our blog. So we decided to work with them on a Heavy Gear Week. And Heavy Gear Week, we're going to have written articles. We're going to have new videos on construction of the models, gameplay, how to play the game. So if you're a new player, it's something that you might want to do. And then we're going to invade, so to speak, Origins Game Fair, and we're going to run alongside DreamPod 9 and DreamPod 9's volunteers probably about 70 hours of games in Columbus, and we're going to film them and broadcast them as quickly as we can, because who knows what our internet connection is going to be like in Columbus with 10,000 people trying to use wireless.
Well, that ought to be interesting.
Well, that'll be interesting, and I think what's really cool about it is if you're into heavy gear or you're looking for a new game or you're looking for a game that's a little bit different than what you're used to, heavy gear might be it for you. And one of the things that DreamPod 9 is doing for us is anybody who likes them on their Facebook page will get entered into a contest that'll be reviewed. The winner will be revealed at the end of the week or Monday or Tuesday, which would be the 4th or the 5th of June. And they'll win a two-player starter, which is really a pretty good deal. You get both rule books, six gears, dice, and a ruler.
That sounds pretty cool. And how long is this again, and when and where?
How long is what?
It's from May 27th to June 3rd, and it's in Columbus, correct?
You know, that doesn't sound right. Hold on, let me look at the calendar.
May 30th and June 3rd.
May 30th to June 3rd.
Yeah, May 30th is when Origin starts. Heavy Gear Week starts May 27th and ends on June 3rd.
Ah.
But I'm pretty pumped for Heavy Gear Week. It's a really good game. It's both brutal and tactical, and the way the game works is basically you don't have to worry about setting up first, or you don't have to worry about totally being overwhelmed, because if you get a good die roll, even when you're overwhelmed, you can come back. So there's a lot of balance to the game, which a lot of miniature games are missing. So who has questions about Origins?
Well, I have a question. Are there going to be a lot of tournaments there? And, you know, are some of the guests going to be involved in the tournaments there?
Well, from listening to Will Wheaton talk in the past and hearing recorded conversations with him, I'm pretty sure Will is going to play an event or two. And he's a real big role player, and he likes board games. So I would anticipate that, at the very least, he will play a game or two.
That's really cool.
I'm pretty sure Felicia Day is a geek. She's pretty popular right now, so I'm not sure she is going to play games. But yes, there's going to be a lot of tournaments there. In fact, there's 3,655 event lines used in the spreadsheet for the events that were turned in.
Some of those tournaments, do you know, have any involvement with the winners of the awards, or is that just based on previous history?
Well, there will be events there for a lot of the companies that are up for the awards. Sometimes those companies do not attend Origins because of cost and thing like that, or sometimes they actually find volunteers to represent them at the show and run events.
Cool.
One of the things that Gamma is trying to do and has tried to do in the past is any game system that's up for an award, they try and make it available in the open gaming area so that people can play the game, where there's going to be volunteers to teach them how to play the game before they get to vote.
That's really awesome. That's what I was thinking about, because if you were going to vote on a game and if you hadn't heard of it, you know, you couldn't really give a fair opinion, but if you've got a hands-on, you know, with the game at the Origins, that would really be helpful to people that maybe hadn't seen it before.
Right, and I really couldn't imagine trying to play all those games at the show, to be honest with you. You have to come in with some pre-existing knowledge on some of them, because some of those are role-playing games, and to learn a whole system fairly and then give a vote on it and less than 72 hours is probably pretty rough.
Yeah, that would be mostly impossible, but it would be good for people to get a hands-on and get to see what the games look like, you know, basically, just to see what's out there and available.
Well, there's that, too. There's going to be a lot of exhibitors there, too, because a lot of retailers come in, they set up booths. A lot of manufacturers come in and they set up booths. I think there's 850 booths this year.
Wow.
Hey, Matt, earlier we mentioned Knowles, and he's got his contact info in chat, so I'm going to get that out there. It's Knowles217Brian@Facebook.com, Knowles217Brian@Twitter.com, and Knowles217@Gmail.com. And he was also mentioning, you know, you're talking games and stuff. I guess the movie Battleship has been turned into, I mean, the game Battleship is going to be a film, and it's coming out Friday.
Yes, I don't know about Friday, but I do know that they made it a movie and it's coming out. A lot of people were picking on it, and they were doing things like putting hungry hippos in the water and making them sink battleships as videos.
Oh, no.
Yes, that is not a lie.
Oh. You'll have that.
That's just awesome.
Anything else on Origins you want to share, Matt? I'm not familiar with the event like you are, obviously.
There's going to be a slew of events. There's going to be a lot of Magic the Gathering there this year. Both Star City Games and professional events will be there running events. Professional events, I do know, will be giving away as some of their premier prizes foil uncut sheets. I'm uncertain of the sets, but I do know that he usually gives out the more recent sets, and those can be pretty good prizes when you get a set of foil uncut sheets of the rares of one of the base sets. I mean, that's, I think it's close to 200 rares in a base set now.
Oh, yeah? I would be on eBay with that thing real quick.
That's what many people do.
Yep.
And then Star City will be there, and they're going to do a Star City Open, and that will qualify them for the next level of the tournament. Well, the winners will qualify for the next level of the tournament. Both organizers will be running several side events. This show is a really big draw for Magic players this year. Bigger draw than it's been for Magic players probably in close to 6 years.
Wow. Hard to believe Magic's going so strong after so many years, too.
Oh, Magic the Gathering is a monster. They still have what is it now? The Pro Tour, I believe, is a $9 million payout from start to finish.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something else. There's 47 Grand Prix a year, and each one of those, I believe, is a $30,000 payout.
As far as, like, RPGs go, I've always been more fond of, like, White Wolf games. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. Magic's a card turn-based game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, White Wolf will be there, too. I'm sure they will. Or at least somebody will be running their events.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons will be there. Fourth edition will have its praise. I do know there's some third edition events there, and as usual, there's some original events there, too.
Of course, there has to be.
There doesn't have to be. That DM's probably going to die soon.
Oh, the only DM left, right? I doubt it.
There can be only one.
The last airbender. I had thought of a parody movie for that. I was going to do a movie about a kid with bad gas and call it The Last Air Fowler.
Oh.
Here, I'm thinking of The Last Story Bender.
Okay, we're beating this into the ground. Nope, I still see a glimmer of it left. Hit it a few more times.
The D20 girls will be there.
Oh, cool.
I'm kind of looking at the exhibitors.
They could actually hear the motorcycles in the background tonight.
See, there's a game there.
Here, a what?
There's a game right there. The motorcycle's in the background. Nobody's made a good motorcycle game yet.
Oh, you just Googled the D20 girls?
Yes, I did. Eh.
Eh. Eh.
Not so
interested. I don't know which ones are going to be there. Because last I checked, there were none that lived in Ohio.
Well, they're at almost all of those type of events, aren't they?
I am not sure. I think the D20 girls are trying to be really successful. I kind of see them at local cons more than anything, and I think that's because they've got real strong support in Ohio from a couple of organizers. I don't remember seeing them last year at Gen Con. I kind of think they might do the comic book convention thing, but the powerhouse are the Edenex cosplay girls.
Ah, that's right, the cosplay girls.
Cosplay is like, I don't know, cosplay is like gaming, science fiction, anime. So they have a much bigger group to reach out to. Whereas the D20 girls, they kind of stick with gaming.
I don't know. I got nothing more on it.
No, there's not a whole lot left to talk about, really. I mean, there's an art show and a college. The art college is really a pretty good way to spend your time if you want to get into more art. You've got some really good teachers that show up at Origins. It's one of the premier things about Origins is the art show. You can take classes with artists like Ed Beard and sometimes, let's see, who else? Sandra Garrity teaches a lot of the sculpting classes. Who else was there last year? I mean, the art show is really phenomenal, and they actually donated it all off to a lot of it. A lot of it's raffled off at the end of the show. Usually they've got 30 or 40 artists in the art show.
That's cool. But I think what we're going to do is kick it to the queue and get out of here, right?
Yep, sounds like a plan.
Okay, Yippee, you were going to read off the first song we're going to play?
Yes, I am. It is Ultimate Epic Video Game Medley, Third Strike, Revenge of the Return of the Rise of the Remake of the New Challengers by Insane Ian.
Whom you can find at insaneian.com. And, well, I think you can help me with the next one, too, by Tom Smith and the Great Lukeski, thegreatlukeski.com and tomsmith.online.com. Also, all members of the FUMP, as we said before, thefump.com.
And it is Cthulhu Fathagen.
What is a Cthulhu?
I'll have to show you.
He's an evil god.
Okay.
It is the most bizarre role-playing game in the world.
And last but not least, BobRicky.com, the new song. And, well, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week, and it's time to say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, and we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time once again for every song I've ever written in the world about video games. This is the Ultimate Epic Video Game Medley, Third Strike. 3 a.m. and I'm still playing. Gotta go to sleep so I can go to work. Gonna call out, I don't wanna go. Keep the game on, I'm just gonna keep playing on and I'm gonna keep playing. Gotta get over to the next town. Finally get in the town and then a guard says, adventure was a life for me, but took an arrow to the knee. I haven't been playing long, I'm 400 hours in. It's Skyrim, Skyrim, I'm still playing Skyrim. Everybody's looking for the words of power. Skyrim, Skyrim, gotta be playing Skyrim. Everybody's happy with energy. Bust without, bust without. Yeah! Novakin, Novakin. Yeah! Dragonborn shout. Looking forward to the DLC.
In fields are Octoroks. Looking for battle, I use the lock. Non-stop when we use a shot. Moving hairy locks like a Goron jock. Woo! Where's Zelda? I got to know. Ganon grabbed her and he runs the show. Half elf, half fae, master sword. Link's the name, I'm the hero. Yo! I'm running through these fields on Epona. I got that Songs of Storm played on my ocarina. I'm at a guy! Inside this cave that I stepped in, dangerous to go alone. Here, take this weapon, hey! Octoroks are in the field outside. Link will always be the hero of time. Water temple makes you lose your mind. Spin the sword till the point will shine. Octoroks don't put up any fight. Link's sword hand has been switched to right. We remote start on the left-hand side. We just wanna see ya shake that.
Shake that. Now we will say, hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
Already breeze right through modern warfare.
for your earbuds. The best indie music. Indie Nation.
Cthulhu Fathagen.
What a wonderful phrase.
Cthulhu Fathagen. Say it and you're crazed.
It means Cthulhu rising out of the haze.
It's a prophecy we'll all soon see. Cthulhu Fathagen.
Ah, yes, Cthulhu Fathagen. It's our way of life. It's our motto. It's our credo.
Oh, I hate that.
Hate what?
Han Solo clearly shot first.
Not Greedo, Credo.
Oh, sorry.
When he was an outer god.
When I was an outer god!
Yay! Then Cthulhu waits dreaming no longer. He found that his form lacked a certain appeal. All his glistening pseudopods made blood congeal.
I'm a sensitive soul at the end of the day. And it hurt that my friend's flesh all melted away. And all the shame!
Oh, the terrible shame!
What a disgrace!
Falling from grace!
Till I decided to blame!
Whose fault was it?
The whole human race!
Yeah, what would they do in hanging around with an acidic mass of flesh-devouring polyps anyway?
Can I help it if I'm an ick magnet?
Hey.
Cthulhu Fathagen! Now we're in for strange days! It screws up your noggin, turns planets into buffets, and great Cthulhu spares whoever obeys. So get off of me, you monstrosity, Cthulhu Fathagen. Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu
Fathagen. Wait, we keep doing this, he's gonna show up.
Cool!
It means Cthulhu rising out of the haze.
It's insanity for humanity. Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen. I say Cthulhu.
And I say Fathagen.
If I said Ithaqua.
We need a toboggan. Cthulhu Fathagen. That was a lot of fun. Can we sing another one, please?
Oh, sure thing, my odoriferous pal. Hit it.
Tekalili, 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 tekalili,
tekalili, tekalili, tekalili, tekalili, tekalili, tekalili, tekalili, tekalili, tekalili, return from Rilia, Cthulhu has a bite. I can't hear you, buddy. Back me up. I. Abhoff?
Yeah.
Ow, 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 ow. Oh, break it through. Ow, ow. Oh, stop.
Today, and you know I really gotta say, I think it's gonna be a hit. I can't go wrong with my new shtick. You see, I didn't really write a thing, just change the lyrics up and bada bing. I told the band to play that song, the one they really can't get wrong, 'cause we played it about a million times. We re-release it and we change the rhymes, and all our fans think it's so cool. What the hell is wrong with all of you? And if I ever get a writer's block, it's not a problem when you sing hard rock. You just mumble some gibberish, and then you sing it just like this. Oh, well, oh God, hi. Whoever song we ever wrote is on the top 10 charts, and I don't really think that I would have the heart to tell my fans it's nothing more than a lie, a lie. And our albums always win some kind of award, but no one's ever noticed it's the same four chords. I can't believe we pulled off such a big lie, big lie.
Somehow this gimmick won't get old. And if it did, I'd be so screwed. Cause I never really went to school. I'd probably be some kind of bum. I'm so glad my fans are dumb. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, God, this city.
We've been putting out the same song for 10 years now. And when we top the charts, it's like, holy cow. Our whole career is nothing but a big lie, big lie. And we love to take advantage that our fans are sass and keep regurgitating at the same time.